My name is Lester Burnham. This is my neighborhood. This is my street. This is my life. I'm 42 years old. In less than a year, I'll be dead.
Lester turns off his alarm.
Of course, I don't know that yet.
He rolls onto his back.
And in a way, I'm dead already.
He slips his feet into a pair of slippers. Later, in the shower, he positions his face under the jets of steaming hot water.
Look at me, jerking off in the shower. This will be the high point of my day. It's all downhill from here.
A well-maintained woman cuts the stem of a red rose.
That's my wife, Carolyn. See the way the handle on those pruning shears matches her gardening clogs? That's not an accident.
Hush, Betsy. Hush, what is wrong?
That's our next-door neighbor, Jim. And that's his lover, Jim.
You spoil her. Betsy?
Me?
No, Bart. Come inside now.
Come on. Yes. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Carolyn.
I love your tie, that collar.
I just love your roses. How do you get them to flourish like this?
Well, I'll tell you. Eggshells and Miracle-Gro.
I've never heard of that.
Man, I get exhausted just watching her. She wasn't always like this. She used to be happy. We used to be happy. My daughter Jane, only child.
She's researching breast augmentation.
Janie's a pretty typical teenager. Angry, insecure, confused. I wish I could tell her that's all going to pass, but I don't want to lie to her.
Carolyn honks the horn impatiently.
Jane, honey, are you trying to look unattractive?
Yes.
Congratulations, you've succeeded admirably. Lester, could you make me a little later, please? Because I'm not quite late enough.
Files spill from his briefcase.
Nice going, Dad.
Both my wife and daughter think I'm this gigantic loser. And they're right. I have lost something. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I know I didn't always feel this sedated. But you know what? It's never too late to get it back.